We're back, sharing the burden on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Jonathan and myself are talking about turning things over, and we're talking about turning things over so that we can get into an in-depth inventory, moral inventory of who we are, where we're at, how we got there, and what we're going to do with it from here on. And that starts in April. Fourth phase of our program is, we've developed some relationships with the God as we understand God, and hopefully to the degree where we can really turn things over like we're talking about now. And now we're going to, with that wisdom and with that strengthened partnership, we're going to look into who we are and how we got there. And that is fascinating, folks. And we've got a sheet of paper here somewhere that even, very briefly gives us some liabilities and some assets that can make a very big difference in your life just thinking about them. I'll give you a couple of examples here. If you wake up in the morning and you see some of these things staring at you, I feel resentful about something. I'm prideful. I'm envious of Jonathan. He's got a better car than I do. I'm jealous of Marie. Her life has been too easy. And, I'm a little selfisher this morning because I want a bigger piece of meat than that guy got, and I'm paying more money, and et cetera, et cetera. If you're feeling any of those things and you look across on the other side of this sheet, you'll see words like across from resentment, you'll see forgiveness, and you'll know, ooh, boy, I can't resent somebody. If I want to be free, I've got to forgive that somebody. And then you'll look down and see, oh, yeah, I was a little prideful about that issue. And I guess the only way I'm going to free myself from that feeling of pride is by being humble. So humility is your word that's an asset as opposed to the liability of false pride. Envy, the asset is contentment. Jealousy, believe it or not, and I'll close with this one on this particular issue, but jealousy, trust is the offsetting asset. And if you look at that just for a moment, you'll realize that it's really not being able to trust someone that allows you to feel jealous of them, because if you trusted them, there would not be any jealousy and you would not have to worry about that. And ultimately, the trust is goes beyond our human relationships into the trust we have or don't have for that almighty creator. Jonathan, What are your thoughts as we take step three, where we're learning to turn things over to this almighty God we've got to know better and better as we move along in the program? And now we're going to have an in-depth look at who we are, what we're becoming, you as a newly married man, what you're becoming in a unit of two instead of just you. Mm-hmm. So, in the context of those four absolutes you were looking at, those four words that we say if whatever we're thinking or whatever decisions we're working on fall into the category where they are loving, where they are pure, where they are unselfish, and where they are honest, then we say we'd be doing the will of the Almighty if whatever we're talking about falls into those categories. Anyway, there's a whole bunch for you to work on and talk about there, so go for it, John.
Well, I find it really fun, the wisdom in step three to step four, because the first, you got to have this relationship with this God, and you learn to trust this higher power. And then the next, you're making a moral inventory of yourself. You're thinking, where did this transition come from? Yeah. But it really is wise, because if you're looking at a perfect being, it's like a mirror of my imperfection. And I'm looking at this perfect being, and it becomes this glaring thing where I'm like, oh, well, this is where I'm falling short. And so a moral inventory seems to be that answer to that. Okay, let's go through and start finding out exactly where I fall. I seem to be always talking about moral inventory. I dislike moral inventories, like, heavily. I just do not like it. I get uncomfortable with it. I think this year I'm not feeling very, I think more so it's not going to be people. I think it's going to be like vocation and things in my life that are going to be coming up on this list rather than kind of relationships. Which is an interesting transition, because the past two or three years have been very people heavy, and the dad, mom kind of things. Like, okay, well, personal inventory there, but definitely this is going to be more focused on just kind of life circumstance, mm-hmm. Which is an interesting transition. But when you talk about what being in the will of God and using those things, is it pure and loving and unselfish and honest? Mm-hmm. We can use honest to talk about what we're talking about before in that confrontation, because okay, I'm going to be honest with you, and that can be very unloving and
that
very
can be untrue too.
I think if you're being honest and it's really factual, and you know you're using behavior, it's like, hey, I watched you do this and I watched that happen, and you know, but is that loving to say it, or are you, when you're saying it, are you being honest? Are you being loving? And so are you being pure? And so really, really interesting how you can kind of use them to help each other.
Yeah.
Because in the honest confrontation, you're still going to have to be not selfish. So I'm telling you this because it's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
Even though in relationship with you, it's probably going to benefit me, you know? And so, but also being, you know, making it pure, which means that, you know, you don't have any dirt in it. It's just, it really is, clean. And, and so it just really talks about that boundary and creating boundary. And I think this is something that is, probably not talked about enough. I think boundaries and saying no, like we've got, it's 2019 in a first world country. We can do something every day of the week. We can be asked to fill our calendar and, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And volunteering and, especially in the church and things like that. Oh, can you be an usher today or whatever? And it's like having boundaries is extremely important. And I'm actually quite envious of people that have really good boundaries and they seem stern and they seem in control. And I'm like, oh, like that's so great. And I love it. I see it. And so the reason why I'm aspiring to, because I don't have the best myself. So it's like, okay, how do I learn how to say no? And then this is the thing. How do I learn how to say no in a loving, pure, unselfish, and honest way?
You know, what's interesting there is every word, just take the one word and know that if you truly are loving, well, then whatever you're doing has to be pure.
Mm.
It has to be unselfish and it has to be honest.
It's true.
And if you're pure, whatever it is, has to be loving, unselfish, and honest. So, in reality, if you can, to the 100%, do any one of those things, you'd be doing all four, and you'd be doing the will of the Almighty, regardless of what sort of religion or, you know, higher power sense you have in your life. So,
And I think we need love to be, it's at the top of the list, and I think it's the highest. Yeah. The highest understanding that we have, and even with all the hate going on, and I got my head in the sand when it comes to political events and things going around the world, but it, even with my head in the sand, it still comes up, right? People are talking about all the hate that's happening, and you know, love is the answer to that, and the hate is just fear, and we gotta put our love on, and that comes from not receiving things in return a lot of the time, and just really putting yourself out there to love other people and understand them.
Yeah.
It's something that Christianity has not done the best job at, right? Like having an understanding for somebody that's living outside of the scriptures. Woo. Like no one's going to like let them in the building. You know, it's like such a strange thing. Like, how did you get in the building, sir or ma'am? You got in the building because you needed help. And that's why, I think there's a big shift in that really loving people means accepting and bringing them in and not trying to, you know, make them have a shower for you and change their life. You know, it's like we see it all the time in sharing the burden. You got people in all walks of life that are coming in, and once they become okay to share and talk about what's really going on, it's a messy process.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
However, it doesn't feel messy when you're in the group because everyone's doing it. So you're just joining the party of the exposure and the sharing, and it's just a safe place. And then also, one of the rules sharing the burden is that you don't crosstalk, which means you don't actually comment on the other person's sharing. So here you go, you tell them all this stuff about your innermost heart and what's happening in your life and these failures, and then there's someone who says, "Oh, thanks for sharing," and moves on to the next person. And there's no one trying to counsel you, help you. And it's not that they don't love you. They're just like, it's literally like a place to rant. And if you need to rant for 10 minutes, you rant for 10 minutes, and then someone just carries on with something completely unrelated to you. It's profound. And you don't get that anywhere else. And it's like, if I didn't have that outlet on a weekly basis for me, some people daily is really important. And if you don't have that outlet, you're probably going to exhaust your people in your personal life because you're going to be ranting all the time. Yeah. But if you get that place to like let it all out, yeah, and then you can kind of walk away from it and it's literally just on the table and it's surrendered. It's not in your head. It's not kind of clouding things. And I'm an external processor. So half the time I'm talking, I'm like trying to figure out what I'm actually saying. So when I go to this meeting, I'm able to like, oh, that's what I'm feeling in my heart or in my mind. Like that's what's really going on here. And it's life-giving, completely life-giving.
Did you just coin that external processor? Or that just come to you? Or?
I've known that. Someone else probably said that at one point.
That's an interesting concept. I mean, external processor. I mean, you're here, but you're externally processing.
Yes. As I'm saying things, I'm starting to see them like, oh, that's what I really think. It's like, it's not happening in my head.
Yeah.
And that can be a real problem because then I'll say something, I'm talking too much and it's like, okay.
Thinking out loud. Yeah.
And it can be a problem. So I know, when I know that's how I am, I can kind of, okay, is this the right time to process? Or do I need to bring this to sharing the burden and talk about it there?
Yeah. I think we really need to walk into the church with about 20 of the guys in orange and, you know, half a dozen ladies in green and really see the reaction.
Right. Like who's going to, and the fear, I think that's what comes down to, because it's a lack of understanding because there are people, and it's this, I want to say the same comparison to really famous people.
Yeah.
And it's like this unapproachable thing where it's like you've got a person that's either in prison and then comparing that to a person that's in the limelight.
Yeah.
And you'd have the same reaction from people. That's They're right, going, ooh, I got to kind of step away from that because I don't know how to, how to relate. And well, do you know how to smile? Do you know how to talk about your feelings?
Yeah.
And that's how you ultimately relate. Yeah. And that's what I've learned through sharing the burden is how do I relate to people? Oh, it's talking about my junk and talking about what's literally what's happening with me on an honest level. Like, it's authentic relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what's taught me for marriage for sure. Just being real, being authentic. And also knowing when to kind of have my personal people or group to talk about things rather than putting it on to my spouse.
Very powerful. Yeah, that's the concept. The whole theme, really, of sharing burden is just sharing the burdens. And when you go to a place like you're saying where, you know, we've got the post-grad workers, we've got the people who've never been there, we've got the addict, we've got the lover, we've got the hurting, we've got the ex-con and all this stuff. And man, there's more love in that room of different types of people than just like there is in the jails. And I guess that's the beauty. And that's why I love the Tuesday night meeting. And, by the way, we're going to be talking shortly to somebody in Stouffville about putting on a meeting here. So, folks out there, keep looking at sharingtheburden.ca or stbradio.ca. Listen to some of these broadcasts from past weeks and learn how we're going to find a way to love you guys in Stouffville so that you'll keep coming back and we'll no longer feel alone no matter who we are. So, Jonathan, you've taken up something from the past and kind of turning it into something. I think over time you will be anyway, and I've not seen much of it, but your music. Mm-hmm. I know you talked about putting a studio together in your home.
Yep.
And a friend of ours, mutual friend, said you were doing that. And I thought, well, that's great. Some expression of a different type to be coming down the line a bit. Huh?
Yeah, and I feel like I've had kind of creativity clogged up for the last 5 years or so. And it's really interesting. I spent a lot of my life growing up playing guitar, drums, and singing, and a kind of progression of that, and then into recording. And just now having a studio in my house to be able to record and get these thoughts out. But definitely been really interesting because before I was doing it and I was just, I guess, kind of self-serving. It was it wasn't for any other purpose or a higher purpose. Uh-huh. And now approaching it going, okay, well, no, there's a higher purpose to music and worship on a Sunday morning is powerful. People enter into another realm and it's a powerful thing. So for me, it's like, how do I break these old habits that still exist in this new way and coming after it in a not being fearful of, oh, am I going to stumble into some old whatever?
Yeah.
But just being like, okay, no, God's got this, and he wants to hear what I'm up to, wants to hear what my heart is saying about certain things. But, mm-hmm. yeah, no, sound is profound. I'm drooling over some of the gear here and looking around.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to see the different studio stuff because, you know, 1U rack mounts. It's like no one knows that language, but it's like it just, you know, it gets me fired up.
That's
so
great.
Really, really fun.
That's great.
So you're excited about that. You're passionate about that. So you've got to do something there.
That's it.
And you will.
Awesome.
And I look forward to it. And I just love being part of this. It's in my own heart, but it, the sense of bringing it all together. One of the companies I had in the past, that was the theme. You know, that was the main slogan was bringing it all together.
Awesome.
You know, I love it. So anyway, with that, I think we're going to get out of here a little bit early this week and go and work on getting that meeting going in Stouffville. And with that, I think I'll pass it back to my friend Jay. And Jay, you've got a minute there if you want to say something about Block Party, and then you can check us on out. How's that?
All right. Sounds good. Another great show there, Scott. And Jonathan, good to see you again. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can tune into my show here on Whistle FM. It's called The Block Party, Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern time. And been doing some live shows lately. Did a live show last Saturday. Got another live show coming up this Saturday. Got the One Level One Takeover. So looking forward to having Paulo and Pietro on the show this Saturday. So tune in right here, 11 p.m. Eastern on Whistle FM. That's it for Sharing the Burden today.
Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.